especialmente la atención una virgen que hay en un rincón.
Inside, we were especially struck by a virgin in a corner, where a ray of sun entered that caused a magical emotion, strongly dispersing, and from the red and gold of that small altarpiece, everything was shining, and it felt wonderful. Tourism in Abertura. Smart tourist signs in audio format. Interior of St. John the Baptist Church. When we enter the church in Abertura, the first thing that attracts attention is that we do so through a door on its north side, something unusual in temples because they are usually accessed on the south side. The reason for this peculiarity is presented to us as soon as we access the interior of the church, not only because we have to go down some stairs, something already strange, since the usual thing is to go up to the temple, not down, but rather to suddenly find ourselves at the baptismal font, placed upon the tombstones of ancient burials. When we go into the Abertura Parish Church, there's something that catches the eye, and that is that the door through which people usually enter when they go to Mass is a door located to the north, when in most temples it's located to the south. Then, when we enter, we find ourselves squarely at the baptismal font, which is a bit strange in terms of the traditional typology of temples, because the baptismal fonts are usually located on what's called the gospel side. That's on the north side of the church, due to what the north face is, the face of darkness, and baptism is a sacrament because it allows the one being baptized to see the light of God. That is the symbolic idea of the baptismal font on the north side. But of course, normally when entering from the south in most temples, we don't see this. We have to move around inside the temple. Here in Abertura, we have that peculiarity, that just as soon as we go in, we find that baptismal font, which is also very interesting due to the engravings and inscriptions it has. This current entrance to the church on the north side leads us to think that it would be the door of a primitive baptistry. Since in some temples from early Christianity, the unbaptized had their entry into the house of God vetoed. By accessing the baptistry first, once baptized, they could then be a part of the Christian community anywhere in the temple. Continuing inwards, we are presented with the figure of Santiago Peregrino. Perfectly understandable if we take into account that Abertura is right on the Mozarabic way to Santiago, Camino Mozárabe de Santiago, the route from the peninsula southeast that the ancient Christians of Al-Andalus used in order to visit the tomb of the apostle as a pilgrimage to atone for their sins. The festival in Abertura is Santiago, the Apostle Saint James, which is celebrated every year on July the 25th. However, the parish church does not fall under the vocation of Saint James. It's the church of Saint John. This, however, should not surprise us because if we enter the church, we see that the Apostle Saint James, Santiago Peregrino, has a relevant place within the temple. Inside this church. Why? Because Abertura, like many other towns, is located within or on the Mozarabic way to Santiago, the road that took the Mozarabic communities of Al-Andalus to Santiago de Compostela. Many churches on the route are consecrated or have the figure of Saint James in their temples. In this case, Abertura was not to be outdone, because there is documentary evidence in relation to the Mozarabic way to Santiago, showing that, at least since the 17th century, it was frequented on the pilgrimage trail from the south and east of Andalusia, which is the old Al-Andalus, to Santiago de Compostela. Santiago Ostiense is also presented to us in a relevant way in this temple. Not without reason, there is the Cerro de San Gregorio, a hill on the outskirts of the municipality that has an altar on it dedicated to this saint, appeaser of plagues and protector of the fields, and Santa Ana, the patron saint of the municipality, whose patronage is blessed by a hermitage on the outskirts of town. As we can see, St. John's Church harbours relevant saints in this municipality of a magnitude and implication that transcends mere municipal level, constituting this church as a sacred space of passage on more far-reaching religious routes.
Junto a la sacristía, al lado del altar, hay una
next to the vestry, beside the altar, there's a small carving of a virgin with a child, and there are 10 more, with a baby and a child, and it seems that this carving was in the hermitage and was brought here to be restored. It looks really old, and yes, yes, it's incredible. We continue moving towards the interior, towards the center. And another curiosity that catches the eye is the distribution into three naves. A basilica-shaped layout that gives grandeur to the whole. Crowning the head of a main altarpiece from the 16th century that fits the interior face of the apse perfectly and is dominated by the image of Saint John the Baptist, patron saint of the parish, in addition to two other minor side altarpieces. And if we look up at its roof, we can see remains of stone arches that have been left as a witness to greater bombast. The remodeling that this temple has undergone throughout the ups and downs of history is thus reflected, lavishing us with small but important samples of that most glorious past. After all, they are the scars that the passing of time has left on this heritage and its sometimes convulsive history.
El altar principal es increíble, es de estos barrocos llenos de oro y estatuas.
The main altar is amazing. It's one of those baroque altars full of gold and statues, all very rococo, very over the top, which gives a grandiose feeling to a temple that's not that big either. From the granite arches to the figures that adorn every corner, it's a worthwhile visit. But perhaps the most genuine space we have is on its south side, in the Chapel of St. Martin, ordered to be built by an explorer of the New World in the 17th century, which we see in the background, and which we must go to. We enter it and contemplate a smaller space but with greater symbolic power, because if we look up at the vault, we can see its medallions richly adorned with the famous Jesus Saviour of Men, or the Marian anagram, the Hail Mary, symbols present in many temples in the Christian world. This chapel also served as a tomb for its benefactor, the explorer of Peru named Martín el Perulero.
La capilla de San Martín fue mandada a hacer por un vecino del pueblo.
The order to build the chapel of St. Martin was given by a neighbor from the town who emigrated to Peru, and in making his fortune, he commissioned this work in his name. He's buried there and his name was Martín Fernández Muñoz, and the chapel is an outstanding example of Baroque, all made of stone with a very beautiful altarpiece. And on one side of that chapel, a door through which you access an old atrium, today with its walled and blocked up arches, which have transformed the configuration of this space from what was a normal access area for parishioners to the temple, into what is presented to us today as just one more room. We must be capable of visualizing the original image of this structure, with the help of the stone arches that still struggle to be released from their stony prison today.
Otro de los elementos arquitectónicos que me llamó la atención es
another architectural element that caught my eye is the small choir on the facade of the church, to the rear. It's a small choir with super flat granite arches, which seems to have been put there later, and which does not fit into the arches very well. It provokes the strange sensation that everything does not fit inside the nave very well at all. It's most curious. To finish our visit, we can access the existing choir at the foot of the church, where the magnificence of its basilica-shaped layout is appreciated in its great splendor. Once up there, while we contemplate the whole ensemble, we can conclude our visit. QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera, financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union, with the collaboration of Roots Around Extremadura and the support of Abertura Town Council.